day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you, go to OKLA Beef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Sharp losses developed in all livestock trade here on Friday, with nearby lean hog futures posting limit losses of $3 per hundredweight. Late morning buying, though, developed with live cattle futures currently mixed as traders covered their short positions in front of the weekend break and afternoon cattle on feed report. Corn futures lower today in live trade. July corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets were mixed in live trade. The Dow Jones 40 points higher. NASDAQ down 17 points. Over in live cattle today, the sharp losses have created additional market pressure throughout the entire complex, allowing nearby contracts to break through support levels during morning trade. Limited follow-through selling, though, late today has sparked some short covering and deferred contracts. This may add some increased underlying stability as traders try to adjust their positions following the sharp market swings during the last couple of weeks. Cash cattle interest remains sluggish today with limited bids developing, live bids at $109 to $110 live and $178 dressed. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were lower, down 46 cents in select and down 72 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 52 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, follow-through pressure continued to develop throughout the trade. This increased underlying weakness here at the end of the week, although prices remained lower as markets pulled off of session lows, with August futures now holding narrow losses. Pre-report adjustments, though, developed today as traders focused on reduced cattle placements in May compared to a year ago. Meanwhile, today grains trended lower, with corn trade 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybean trade 7 to 10 cents lower, with meal $3 to $4 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was flat to 3 cents lower in choppy overnight trade ahead of another harvest weekend. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is in the process of scoring some new highs, while more heavy rains are slated for the north and east parts of the winter wheat belt.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.